the flu outbreak at the Ohio County Fair, or the Clinton County Fair, and what, I guess, first, what happened there and what measures are being taken?
Yeah, so middle of last week, a pig in the hog barn there at the Clinton County Fair tested positive for H3N2. That is a strain of influenza. The next day, additional animals in the barn showed clinical signs of illness. By clinical signs, we mean high fever. High fever is the biggest one, but then some other are just the typical signs that you get with the flu virus. H3N2 is a zoonotic disease, so that means it can be transferred between people and humans. So out of an abundance of caution to the general public and to the livestock population in Ohio as a whole, the Department of Agriculture placed a quarantine on the hog barn. So that meant that only exhibitors and their parents were allowed into the building. As of last Thursday, that was the day of the hog show at the Clinton County Fair, so only exhibitors and their parents were allowed to witness the rest of the show, and then after that moment, they were the only ones that were allowed into the barn. The show was then made a terminal show. That meant that all animals at the facility were sent to a processing facility where they were ultimately processed. A couple things about that. The majority of the animals in that show were already there, were market animals that were there for the terminal show already. A certain number of them were breeding stock that were going to go back to farms, but again, out of that abundance of caution, they were also sent to the processing facility. As of Friday morning, all those animals were processed at a facility there in Southwest Ohio. So moving forward, what we've done is really just communicated with all of our fairs that are still to come here in Ohio, all of our fair veterinarians, and working very closely with our state fair just on kind of the best practices and recommendations that all those facilities should take moving forward. The biggest thing that people can do is exhibitors need to be very active in monitoring the health of their animals. If they see anything that just looks out of whack or just doesn't look right, if the animal just doesn't look healthy, isn't eating correctly, or is quite hot, they need to contact a barn superintendent and a fair veterinarian right away. That's the most important thing here, is that moving forward, that animals that may appear to be sick can get looked at by a fair veterinarian early so that those animals can get moved to isolation, so to find out if, in fact, they are sick. We also, anyone who visits a fair, especially a swine barn or really any livestock barn, they've got to take a lot of good hygiene steps. So they've got to wash their hands after they've gone into the barn. They need to not take food into the barn. Strollers shouldn't go into any livestock barns at the fairs. Fairs are still a great, safe place to go all over the state of Ohio, but people just need to take some simple precautions and be smart as they are visiting fairs this summer.
As we look ahead to other fairs, and state fair is coming mm-hmm. shortly,
yeah.
Will this change any of the biosecurity practices for any upcoming fairs as well as the state fair?
You know, a lot of our fairs around the state have already taken great steps to implement some of these biosecurity measures, posting signs along the barns, putting hand washing and hand sanitizing stations outside of the barns. This is something that we've been working on in Ohio here for the last few years, and we reiterated all that on a call with our fairs today. And so a lot of fairs are taking these steps already, but again, the onus is on exhibitors to be smart, and on visitors as well as they're going into fairs. Be smart, make some good decisions, you know, wash your hands, keep yourself in good situations, and exhibitors, keep a close eye on your animals, and that'll just make it a better fair season for everyone.